When you were up at Coal Creek, you said you had, or at both, you know, either place, you said you had big gardens. How did you order your seeds and
We had a beautiful garden at 40 Mile also, because Gordon had had a garden there. And the reason it was so good was because we used fish guts and fish heads, whatever they didn't use for the dog feed, they would dump on the garden and use it for fertilizer. And there was a beautiful spot there. We had gorgeous, gorgeous vegetables from there. And then we had a little greenhouse there, too. And at Woodchopper, we built a little greenhouse up there. We didn't have a garden because we didn't have the, it was all gravel that was in the tailing pile, so we couldn't have a garden, but we did have a greenhouse. And we had a pump there that we could pump the water from Woodchopper Creek over to the greenhouse to water it. And also we had a tank on the top of Patty's Palace that we had water that ran into the kitchen and the bathroom there that we pumped right from the creek, which was just across the airstrip from where the house was there. And then up at Coal Creek, they had a pretty good sized garden there, and then they built a big greenhouse there also for tomatoes and green peppers and cucumbers and stuff like that for the camp for the summer. And I don't remember, but I think the boss went to one of the greenhouses and got plants. And then I don't know where he got the seeds from. Probably from one of the greenhouses also. I don't know that he planted in the garden. But we did have a beautiful garden up there also, and they of course had pumps and everything to pump water too, so you know that we could water the garden and the greenhouse up there.
Do you ever have strawberries?
No, we never did have strawberries. That was one of the things that we would have liked to have had, but we didn't.
I was thinking, because I used to every year I would drop Franzi Straub, you know,
oh, yeah.
Air drop her spring strawberry plants. To
oh,
her, you know,
yeah.
And I always
yeah.
wondered how the dang plants could stay inside
could survive,
the dirt,
yeah.
Dropping them out of a plane like that.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to have them pretty well packed in. I'm sure there's some way to pack them in so that they would be packed good. But no, we never did, and that was something that we would have liked to have had. We could have, you know, there was plenty of room and lots of ground there that we could have had, but we didn't. Mm-hmm.